Olé, olé!
Fiesta, fiesta mexicana!
All right, everybody, you know what that means. Welcome to our Showbiz Podcast Cinco de Mayo Fiesta. It's episode 12 for Saturday, May 10th. And to help me celebrate this fiesta, here's my good friend Jeff.
Hey, everybody. Happy Cinco de Mayo, even though it's passed like 6 days ago.
Ay, 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 ay!
Arriba!
Jumping right into showbizpizza.com discussion, we have a bunch of updates courtesy of Travis. He's been adding promotional material, manuals, and videos. The new material is being put into PDF format for easier sharing. And instead of playing 20 questions with Travis every day, just be patient, please, and wait for the next update.
All right. And new registering members, make sure you put your real locations on the forum, because if you don't, we're going to see you as spam. And spam gets automatically deleted. So make sure, yeah, it's very important that you put your real location on there. All right, and now it is time for Feliz Cumpleaños. That means happy birthday in Spanish, and it's going to be for Mayo, which means May in Spanish. So it's going to be the Feliz Cumpleaños de Mayos, which means happy birthday to May birthdays. Something like that. Anyways, we have Kitty 119, VB Jeep 99, Cheese 670, SN Sir, GRHCEC, TV's Kyle, and Craig R. Bowers.
All right, Feliz Cumpleaños and happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday in the month of May.
Arriba!
Arriba! All right, it's time for our new segment called
Cool eBay Stuff.
You heard it, Cool eBay Stuff. It's where we go out and do the research, find some cool, nifty items on eBay, then report it back to you. All right, the first item, or a few we have, are a few Rockafire robots. They're not listed under Showbiz Pizza, but if you do a search for Rockafire, that's where you'll find them.
There's a Beach Bear, which is $1,500, a Duke, which is $2,000, and a Mitzi, which is $1,500. Plus, like,
that's pretty sweet.
Plus, like, you know, $1,000 for shipping. Also, we have a sports truck circular wooden sign. That's one of those, like, old-fashioned retro 80s signs that you can find above cash. I don't know how much that's going for right now, but we know it's ending soon, so get it now before it lasts.
Another cool item is a Charlie Chaplin figure. How much did you say that was, Jeff?
$59.95.
All right, that stands at 19 inches tall, and you can find those on the knick-knack shelves up in the showroom at Chuck E. Cheese.
And also, the last thing we have on here is a nice lineup of Chuck E. Cheese pins. There's, like, the 30 years, Super Chuck Summer, Winter Wonderland, the Secret Service for Winter Wonderland. And the best thing about these is that they're each $25 each.
Yeah, that's pretty steep for a pin, but, maybe I shouldn't tell you how much Aaron paid for his 30th anniversary pin.
Ah, you gotta.
I should?
Oh, you have to.
I mean, he wanted to be the first one to have him, and I was talking to him while he was bidding. He ended up paying like $55 or something for the pin. He had to be the first one to have it, but I know how much Aaron enjoys us talking about him on the show. So this is our tribute to you, buddy.
Hey, Aaron, how's it going?
All right, I think it's about time to jump into some community news. And here to kick it off is Jeff, with a new story about our reformulated pizza cheese at Chuck E. Cheese.
You guys are going to love this one. The NewsTribune.com reports that Chuck E. Cheese has been using its new reformulated cheese at its 490 corporate locations, helping the company cut costs and turn in a positive note for its first quarter earnings. Dick Frank, of CEO of the company, has said that the high-moisture mozzarella blend gives a customers a, quote, cheesier product, unquote, that spreads better and allows the chain to use less cheese on its pizzas. Quote, it's not a product we targeted because of cost, but it's helped us offset some of the cost pressure from cheese, quote, unquote, Mr. Frank said, adding that no customers have yet to complain about the new cheese.
I guess they don't read our board then.
Yeah.
Well, if you're planning on heading to South Carolina, stay out of those family entertainment centers, because the South Carolina House of Representatives was worried about the possibility of video poker coming back to the state. So, this week, the House killed a bill to allow children's games that offer prizes. Lawmakers say that right now, technically, skee ball and other games that offer tokens or tickets that are traded in for prizes are against the state's gambling law. That means a child playing a game to win a plastic whistle or a teddy bear is breaking the law. there was a bill to allow an exception for the children's games, but the House turned it down.
Brian, let's do the math. So you spend 25 cents on one token, and you win an average of 4 tickets back. That's 21 cents lost every time.
And I think that calculates to a ripoff.
Well, yeah.
On a more serious note, Jeff has an issue coming from Sherman, Texas, of a medical emergency.
Yeah, this is pretty big news. A young boy was airlifted Saturday to the Children's Hospital in Dallas after falling from a piece of play equipment inside Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in Sherman, Texas. A 911 call from a CEC assistant manager was dispatched around 6:30. The air ambulance lifted off from Sherman Town Center parking lot at 6:54 p.m. Sherman Fire Department Chief Donnie Glenn said that the boy's neck and back were severely injured.
Well, we all hope he's doing all right, and we haven't heard any more news about his expected recovery, but we'll try to keep you up to date. According to Fool.com, CEC Entertainment has been listed as one of the 5 deathbed stocks. CEC Entertainment has become the victim of rising food and fuel costs and the uncertainty of consumer spending. Same-store sales at company stores dropped 1.4% in 2007, while revenue increased less than 2% only because it added new stores. On the other hand, Pizza Marketplace reports that they're up 5% last year from 2007's first quarter, and also the net income for the quarter is up 3%. Dick Frank says, "We are pleased with our strong sales performance in a difficult consumer environment, providing evidence that our strategic initiatives are taking hold and the Chuck E. Cheese brand is vibrant. As we move forward, our primary objective will continue to be building sales momentum in existing stores."
Yeah, so did you guys get all that? Because there's going to be a quiz after this podcast. And that does it for the news. The new Showbiz Hotline. New Showbiz Podcast Hotline. And you're going to introduce us to the show. You get to make up your own script and just say, "Hey, take it away, Brian and Jeff."
And speaking of being on the show, our very own Jeff recently had the opportunity to talk to Matt the Franchise about what he feels about Cinco de Mayo.
Olé, everybody, and welcome to this very special interview with Mr. Matt the Franchise. Mr. Matt, how are you doing?
Hola, señor Jeff. ¿Cómo está usted?
¿Dónde está?
Oh, I'm sorry. I hit the SAP button by mistake. I'm sorry. How's it going, man?
You're doing good, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, Matt. So, as you know, we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo over on this episode of Showbiz Podcast. So, what are your takes on Cinco de Mayo?
Well, I've never really had any takes on it. I'm not 21 yet, so I can't say anything just yet.
Giggity!
Giggity you!
Ow! All right, so how's everything doing at your store?
Everything's going pretty good right now. We just finished doing the whole new birthday rollout thing at our store. So as of the day of Cinco de Mayo, actually, that was the day we actually did our training thing. We actually developed a new routine for the birthday extravaganza that they're doing at stores now, where we enabled the march at the beginning of the birthday song and did a couple of other things.
Right, right.
Sad thing is, like, I basically knew more than the manager did, which is, I don't know if that's kind of sad or not.
So, Matt, what do you think about the new changes to showbizpizza.com?
Actually, you know what? I was just about to comment on that. I'm really liking them, man. They're looking great. I love that there's, you know, updates almost daily now, you know? I love that I can just come on and just look at something new when I go to the website. I can just go straight from to the website.
Travis is working hard.
Big shout out to Travis out there. What's up, Veganova?
Hey, Travis, how you doing?
Anyways, it's really looking cool, man. I like the way they're updating, like, the SP.com University. I think that's way cool.
SP.com University, and the Token Museum is brand new.
Yeah.
I think that's it. We're making it sound really big, but there's only a few changes.
Hey, so when are we going to expect some updates with the photo gallery, Senor Hef?
Is that a serious question? Wait, this is my interview to you. Don't reverse this. All right, so that about wraps it up with our interview with Mr. Matt the Franchise. Thanks for joining us today, bud.
Thanks a lot for having me, man. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, it was a bunch of fun, and hopefully we will do it again soon.
Absolutely. I'd love to do this again, man. It was a lot of fun.
All right, so have a happy Cinco de Mayo. even though it's already passed. And we will talk to you later.
That's right.
All right.
We'll send this one out with a peace.
All right, Matt. Yeah, thanks for coming and interviewing with me. That was a good interview. And we would like to, all of you guys out there, to have a chance to be interviewed by either Brian or I, most likely me, because Brian won't do it.
Yeah, probably not. You can just actually PM Jeff on the board and let him know you want to do an interview.
CEC Kid Check.
That's right.
Yeah.
And on a more serious note, to close out the show, if you haven't heard about the Myanmar cyclone disaster, UNICEF is asking for everyone to donate as much as they can. It's been declared a global disaster, and UNICEF is starting a fund to try and help those kids and those families out. UNICEF is working closely with the government of Myanmar to respond to its cyclone disaster. UNICEF has issued an emergency appeal for millions of dollars to fund Myanmar's cyclone relief efforts. Please go to www.unicefusa.org/Myanmar to make a secure, tax-deductible donation to the U.S. Fund for UNICEF, supporting UNICEF's emergency release efforts for children in Myanmar, or call 1-800-4-UNICEF to donate by phone. Now, we understand not everybody's able to give, but please help spread the word to the best of your ability, whether it's your school, a public area, your church, anywhere you'd like to go.
And even Chuck E. Cheese.
Even Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, anybody who can give and anyone who can spread the word.
So do it.
Jeff likes to say, so do it. But to end our show on just a little lighter note, please do what you can to help. But we're going to close the show with a Chuck E. Cheese classic to help celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Once again, I'm Brian, and this is
Jeff.
And we would like to close the show with a piece.
A paz, as they say in Spanish.
Ah, yes. Paz.
Something like that. Paz.
Something like that.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace.
Okay, is everybody ready to fiesta with all our Spanish-speaking friends?
Sí, Chucky. Muy bien.
Casper, when did you learn Spanish?
Oh, from a south of the border, collie.
Hola, amigos. ¿Cómo estás?
Se pone.